time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Kevin Hurst with USU Eastern. And from time to time, we like to bring Kevin in and just kind of talk about some of the things that are going on up on campus and kind of let the community know when there's events that everybody can go out and enjoy and, you know, when the latest registration is and deadlines and all these other things. So, Kevin, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Dave. Appreciate it.
So let's jump right in, because coming up Tuesday, you're going to have a open house up there on campus.
Yeah. Yep. So our open house is just that. Anybody's welcome to come on campus and come check us out. It's Tuesday from 5 to 7. We'll be in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center in the multipurpose room there.
And as far as it being an open house, are you going to have like different departments there answering questions if people have them? Or is it just really getting to know, opening the doors and getting to know USU Eastern?
Yeah, so there's going to be four primary things that will be of interest to folks. And so one is we'll be awarding scholarships on the spot. So if there's any high school seniors out there that want to come and get a scholarship offer from USU Eastern, highly encourage them to come to the open house, or anybody in general that's interested in a scholarship, please come on over. We'll award a scholarship. We also have the experts that you talked about, so we'll have a lot of faculty and staff who are present and are willing to talk about their program, talk about financial aid, talk about services that are offered on campus. So yeah, please come take advantage of having all these professionals in one room at one time to talk about USU Eastern.
And the other great thing is we always, you know, when we talk about going to school and getting to school and doing this and that, we're always talking mostly about seniors and juniors that are interested in coming and getting close to graduation. But there is something to be said, too, for a non-traditional student.
Yeah, scholarships are often geared towards or applied to the high school senior, but we have scholarships available for anybody who wants to come and maybe get a credential or further their education.
And this is a great opportunity for anybody in the community that's even thought about maybe going back to school to get some questions answered and find out really what it's going to take and the steps that you need to go into. Is that kind of what this is all about as well?
Absolutely. And a lot of people think, well, maybe I'm not ready to commit, but here's a great chance to just come learn, come see.
And get your questions answered. That's right. The most important thing.
And we're not going to hold you in the back room until you apply, but we'd love to talk to you and show the community what we have to offer.
Now, at past open houses, and I have to ask this for sure, purely selfish reasons, there has been Aggie ice cream involved.
Yeah, that's one of the four. So the other two are we're giving away great prizes and swag items. So come on out. We have some great gear and giveaways. And then, yeah, there will be Aggie ice cream. So if nothing else, come out and get some free Aggie ice cream at the event.
And the other thing about that whole deal is if you've never had Aggie ice cream, really, I'm going to say it now, you've never had ice cream.
It's so good.
It is very, very good.
I have an unhealthy relationship with Aggie ice cream.
That's okay. That's okay. So we've got that coming up on Tuesday, and then we wanted to kind of talk about, because whether we want to admit it or not, you know, fall semester is kind of winding down a little bit. What have we got, about another month left, and a half maybe?
We're here in November, and December will be finals, and then that will wrap up our fall semester. It's crazy.
And you were saying that registration for spring semester opens about the middle of November.
Yeah, so registration's getting ready to open. Our schedule's available. You can get on our schedule and website and see what classes might be available and get registered for spring.
And the other great thing, if you go in, because you guys have one stop, and it truly is. You can handle everything there, from financial aid to scholarship to registration, all that. But if you go in there, let's talk for a little bit about scholarships, because you do have 4-year scholarships as well.
So for our incoming freshman class next year, so for 2024, there will be 4-year awards, where previously it was a 2-year award. And so anybody who qualified for a 2-year award will now qualify for a 4-year scholarship. So if they want to pursue a bachelor's degree, that now opens the door for them right here at Eastern.
And the other great thing when it comes down to scholarships is I remember when I was going to college, and you hate to say this about free money, but looking for scholarships was a hassle. It really and truly was, because you had letters that you had to write. You had to go and find every single one of them and do this, this, and this. You have a great thing now when it comes to looking for scholarships, don't you?
Really, two simple processes. For academic scholarships, your application counts as your academic scholarship application. And so to apply to USU Eastern, you automatically apply for academic scholarships. And then the second application is on our what we call Scholarship Universe, but it's one application, and we take that application and we weigh it against all the available funds and dollars that are available. And anything you qualify for, we match you with those funds, and it's just one simple process to avoid what you described of one application, one essay, another application, another essay.
And that's fairly new, because even my kids, when they were going, I says, you need to treat looking for scholarships like a part-time job.
Absolutely, yeah.
You used to have to do that. Now it's two applications, and they will find them for you and take care of the rest. This is a great tool that you have if you want to get back in and go to school, if you're just starting out, all of those great things. So if anybody has any questions about anything going on up there, what's the number there for One Stop?
Yeah, so call 435-613-5000, and that's our operator line, and just ask them what you need, and they'll direct you to the right professional to help you out.
And they'll take care of the rest. And then remember, coming up on Tuesday, that's November 7th, you said from 5 to 7?
5 to 7.
At the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. Open house. Come on up. Learn everything you want to learn about USU Eastern. It's going to be a great evening, and we'll see you up there. Kevin.
Yeah, nothing else. Come get some free Aggie ice cream.
Might as well. That's why
I don't want to undersell it, but it is life-changing.
Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the
time.
Yeah,
thanks, Dave, for having me on.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.